Yes.
Frank, when I was in Bangalore, so same PG Rakesh used to live, okay?
Right.
And in the evening, that time we used to have a call at 11:30, I think. So we used to play games and talk to each other. Then I will suddenly say that I have meeting or something like that, and I will go. So in that time, he used to ask like, "What is happening? Like, what you do?" So that I told that I communicate and we discuss. There is a group, bigger group. That time we used to call.
Yes,
We used to
yes.
have Igor and
Igor
Ismar
and
and
Isman, Levant, and a few others.
yeah.
Yeah. So Rakesh, what I am trying to do, and it's beginning to gather pace again, because two heads think better than one. I have an associate partner, a young lady who lives in South Africa. And we host a thing called Lunch with Janita and Frank. That's me. We're running a couple of pilot projects, and I think after Easter we're going to market this thing to death. I sort of began to think about the format, etc., and I thought it would be nice to do not exactly the same format, because what Janita and I have is extremely unique. But what I was thinking of doing is reformatting this a little bit, and saying I would like to get together a group of people who live, east of Europe, primarily focusing on the Indian subcontinent. Because India is a political and economic force to be reckoned with, especially if we observe what the current incumbent of the White House is doing at the moment. It sort of has begun to change the dynamics of how this planet works, thinks, and operates. Your own Prime Minister Modi is also, or has been, a force to reckon with, and I've spoken with one or two other people, and he's done a lot for the country. Whether you agree with that or not, that is a totally different question. Yeah. So what I'm looking for is to create a forum whereby people who live in India can tell us their stories from their own personal perspective about whatever occupies them. So it can be, as Richa said, a little bit of citizen journalism. It can be a discussion about bigger social issues. It can be a discussion about what's happening in the media in India. It can be a discussion about what's happening in the cultural scene in India. We can talk about workplace things, but there we have to be very, very careful that it remains anonymous. So maybe talking about working conditions in general without reflecting on one's own employer, because that, of course, I'm no big entity. I'm a one-man operation, but I don't want any negative repercussions for anybody. So work, so work issues might be a little sensitive, if not actually off limits. Yeah. I am happy to bring in politics and religion, which in my field are typical no-go areas, for the simple reason that there's a lot of belief issues, etc. But Ritesh has explained Hinduism on a number of occasions. He's explained a few of the festivals that Hinduism offers. We've discussed the Hinduism-Muslim relationship in India, touched on it. The framework of this is that everybody has their opinion, they are entitled to it, and we have to respect that. Yeah. If it's just to say that from their perspective, this is what I believe because this is my life journey, this is my worldview. Yeah. I remember I spoke with one American years ago. We were talking about gun laws in the United States. Now, here in Europe, it is beyond our comprehension, yeah, that people can easily own guns, and easily use them for a negative situation. We just can't get this into our heads. Yes, there is private gun ownership in Europe, but it is tightly regulated. And the American said, well, look at it from our perspective. And then he explained it. And from his perspective, using his logic, I could understand where he's coming from. I still don't agree with it, but at least I could put it into a context, into a framework, and say, okay, that's his environment. He lives in it. That's what is necessary. And in Europe, we do things differently. In an increasingly polarized world, I'm sort of one of these old relics from the past that says actually this polarization is not good. Rietesch talked about a multipolar world. So we have these big economic areas, India, China, the United States, European Union, and the BRICS countries, and whatever constellation exists, that we're sort of moving in that direction. And okay, but as long as we still talk to each other on a human level, then I think everything else is unimportant. And that's what I'm trying to come from, where I'm coming from, and that's the format I would like to develop. Now, talking with Rietesch is great, but I can't put the entire responsibility of 1.4 billion people on his shoulders. I'd like to spread it out a little bit. And when Rietesch said, I've got a friend who's going to join me, I said, brilliant, we are moving. I now have two people on which I can pile the entire responsibility of this. So this is the format. This is the very rough idea. It's the framework. It'll change, it'll evolve, it'll do something. But that's where I'm coming from. Rakesh, how does that sound to you?
Yeah, I mean, like the plan and the framework, it is good. And I think in the process of going ahead, we can do the changes if needed according to our plan. So our goal is like to like reach the goal, but not the deviation from the goal. So may to up, I mean, like to achieve it, we may change the approach or the process, but the ultimate goal will be that only.
So there was this movie, The First Marigold Hotel or something like that, and I don't know, do you know this one? Has this was it screened in India, the very first Marigold Hotel with some really hyper young hotel owner who wanted to create an old people's residence for some people in the UK. It was set in Lucknow. Have you heard of that film?
No,
No, Rietesh, have you
nice.
heard of that? Have you heard of that film?
So no, Frank, that movie I don't know, but I think that is the concept like the living cost in India is low, and people from abroad they used to come and in something like that. But I have not seen that movie.
Okay, so it tells the story of a bunch of UK pensioners who find the cost of living and the quality of life too high in the United Kingdom, and so they are lured by a brochure that promises everything on earth at a fraction of the price in the UK. The brochure is one thing; the reality is a totally different story, and it tells the it and the film tells about the story how this reality becomes a little bit more palatable. And the main protagonist is this hotel owner. He is totally hyper, and he says something along the lines, "When you know you have arrived at something when the end is perfect, and as long as the end is not perfect, you have not reached the goal or arrived at the goal." So I think, Rakesh, that is what you're trying to say here. Ritesh, tell us about Rakesh. How did you meet? What do you do together? Can you introduce Rakesh to us? And Rakesh, if he contradicts, you may correct him, yes?
Okay, sure thing. I met him in see. So when I started, actually we used to work together in the same company. So when because he sits in a different floor and I was at different floor, and during lunchtime I used to see him. But I was not aware, I was not attached to any way to him. So one day, while going to, I was staying in different PG. Then I one of my colleague, he suggested a nearby PG, so I moved from that PG to the his PG. And while going PG from office, we met and we started discussing. And Rakesh is a very reserved person, and he's also very friendly. So I see that I'm not very approachable. Like, I don't go and approach people. And it was his idea to come and talk to me, and we started talking. And after that, even though I was not talking to him, even like we had introduction a little bit, but he used to come and started talking to me, and coming to my room also. And that's how we became more connected. After that, we in the office also, he used to start meeting me, like during breaks, and especially in my floor, he has we have a table tennis, foosball, so he used to come there, and we start talking. Then I somehow that you know that two people, they start talking and become a good friend. So in the weekends, Saturday or Sunday, we started going out, especially to buy things, clothes. And one travel idea that I don't buy, I don't choose things for myself. I ask someone to choose for me. See, if I'm buying t-shirt also, shirt also, so if someone says that it will look good, I will buy it. And Rakesh is a very picky person. He has a lot of color understanding, the clothing styles. He's very detail-oriented person. And that's how we became more connected. And within, I think, from last 1 year, we became so connected to each other. Like evening, lunchtime, he used to ping while coming from office. We used to come together. If we are, we used to ask like, what is planned for weekend? And that's how we became more connected. And work-wise, we have never worked together in the office. He's in a security team, SecOps, security operations, and he has a connect with all the projects. And there is a lot of work from him to go and talk to project managers. And but I was not a manager. And he used to go and talk to, he used to come and ping me. And when I used to go to his floor, so we had a three floor, so he sits on the fifth floor, and I'm on sixth floor. So I told you that when I was working with the product management team, and I started going with the development teams. So when I used to go to his floor, I used to go to his place and talk to. Then we discussed, started discussing work thing, life things, what is happening. And one interesting thing is that Rakesh got married recently. So he's married, and I invited to my marriage, but he had his marriage on 22nd. Excuse me.
22nd of February, yeah.
Yeah.
20, the correction, 23rd of February.
Okay, so Rakesh, congratulations, yeah.
Thank you, friend.
So you will be you will be living your married lives in tandem. So when the first children appear, you can find you can babysit for each other's children, etc. etc. This is brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, and one good thing about Rakesh is that even sometimes what happens that you don't feel to do certain things, but he comes and gives positive things, and we start talking. Actually, he's a, I told you, he's a communicator, like he's a driver. So suppose I don't want to go today, but he will ask, let's go. And he has a lot of shopping. He want to do a lot of shoppings, and he will ask every time, let's go and buy something, even go and see, check the window shopping, like kind of things,
Oh,
and we did a lot of things. Yeah.
okay.
So see, I'm a little bit. I'm not too communicative to Frank, to be frank, to go and talk to people. But he is kind of the person. He pushes you, and that's why we became friend.
So Rakesh, did Ritesh give you a correct assessment of your personality, your character, your traits? Do you agree with what he said, or would you like to correct anything or enhance anything?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, whatever he told, it is correct. And the way the positive factors he told about me, like, I mean, like, I'm also shocked. The way he told the communicator and the give the positive thoughts. I mean, like, I don't believe, like, see, I mean, like, if I like you, I'll be talking to you, I'll be communicating with you in one or other way. And even when we are busy, I will try to communicate with you. I think like if our frequencies are same, we can communicate more further. For example, like our frequencies means like our likes and dislikes are matching, or I mean like not matching, then I'll be not putting an effort to talk to you or communicate with you. So in that case, me and Ritesh, I mean like our wavelength or the frequency, I felt like we are same kind. So I used to do continuously communication with him, and whenever I am busy, he also used to come to my room and he used to talk with me. And to be frankly speaking, I don't have that much idea on the politics or the current affairs or anything. So he used to suggest me or he used to guide me. This is the way they are going, this is the way happening in the present world. You should learn some new skills, you should go outside and do some NGO activities like this. He used to push me. And used to make me like, okay, we should move and we should do something. My hobbies are like, I'll be watching more movies. And I used to suggest him, see with this movie, that movie. But to be, I mean, like, he's not that much a movie person. But he used to keep a lot of private album, English songs, and used to see more songs. But I'm not that much of the, I mean, like, seeing the, like, English song, that's it. I am like a very picky person, as you said. It may be food, clothes, anything, the movies, anything. I am having some certain taste. I'll do some research, then only I will do it. Yeah.
So Rakesh, you are opening doors here for me, because I've on numerous occasions I've sort of dropped hints, clangers, bombs, earthquakes onto Ritesh about Bollywood movies, but the response has been silence. And now I know why, because he's not into movies. I mean, I could think that myself, but you keep trying. I am very much into Bollywood movies. Maybe not the sort of macho aggressive, I'm going to take over the world things like we would also get from Hollywood, but maybe your contribution to this discussion could be a movie review of a Bollywood movie that we must see, all except Ritesh, and explain to us why, etc., etc. So thank you for that. I suppose one subject which is also like an elephant in the room is the subject of, dare I mention it, cricket, Rakesh. Do you follow cricket? Is it of any concern or interest to you?
I'm like occasional
Occasionally.
watch over the cricket, and maybe you know for IPL, right? Indian Premier League. So in that, my favorite team is like RCB. So I'll be watching the RCB match for Virat Kohli. So apart from that, I don't know that much about the cricket, but I'm like a normal. Okay, I know means I know. That's it. But I'm not that much into the detail.
So I'm probably going to involve Janita indirectly into this. And when Janita joined my breeder community, I asked Ritesh to write a welcome comment. Of course, the man cannot mention anything except cricket. It has to come in there. Ritesh, when Rakesh mentioned his favorite team, you leaned back in shock and horror. Is this a slight difference, or where are you on this one?
Yeah, so the RCB has never won an IPL tournament. So it's a 12 or 13 season, 13, right? I guess
12, 12.
12, yeah, 12. And these 12 tournaments, they have never won. Their team is so strong. The team is the players, bowlers, everyone is strong. But when it comes to the winning the match, in the beginning there will be some series. I have seen that they win all the matches. When it comes to the semi-final, they will lose. They will not go to semi-final. And the RCB is Royal Challengers Bangalore. The team is named on Bangalore, and people from the Karnataka especially, they supports RCB. And every time they will say that you win or lose, we will love you, we'll support you.
They
And
love
there's
us.
a RCB. So,
Okay.
but people they make fun. I'm not a supporter of RCB, and me also. I'm also not watching cricket too much. Generally, I watch important matches, semi-final, finals, or sometimes I will take scores. Because something has come in my mind, or somewhere I read, or it's my understanding. They say that when they invented this amusement during this, what do you call, Roman Empire, when people used to the empire created
Ah,
this
the Roman circuses when
yes,
people
circuses to
where
engage people.
people were thrown to the lions, quite literally. Yeah.
So make people amazement, and they don't ask question to the authority, or they should be somehow confined. If you look at the Indian IPL, and there is a streaming service called Hotstar, it gives a number how many Indians are watching. So it tracks the number of logins, and it says that 34 crores people are watching. 50 crore sometimes if it is Indian Pakistan, and so see that number of logins and how many people if they are watching together. So it feels like people, we have a lot of issues, a lot of things that people should focus on. You know that productivity in India is very less compared to US and EU, and people are not focusing on that than watching cricket. And one thing happened good with IPL, that the number of overs got reduced from 50 to 20 overs, but number of frequency, number of matches has increased. So it has not decreased that number of hours people are spending. If you see that, if it is happening, especially match between India and Pakistan, even the old people like father, our uncle and father kind of people, they will come and sit on in front of TV. At that moment, no one is working in
Okay.
India, and it creates a lot of issues. Even in the offices, there is a big TV, and people leave their work and go and watch TVs. Some of the offices, they host that kind of events. In the evening, they will say that everyone goes and see the TV. So it is a time-consuming thing, and I somehow it came in my mind that I should not spend a lot of time watching these crickets and all.
Okay.
But still, we have everyone. Rakesh is saying that he has little bit information, but he has more information than the most of the people, because he knows the rules, game, and things. But he's not taking what we call day-to-day activity. If
Okay.
you ask my brother, he's watching in evening, from the I think the match start at 6 or 7 to till 11, 12 o'clock.
And he will sit
Yeah,
there
it will
for he
start from the 7:30, 7 o'clock, and it will end it by 10:30 or 11.
He's not preparing for exams. He has exams also, and some of the states they don't keep exam date or with these matches. So see the condition.
Okay. So here in France, cricket plays zero roles in any shape, size, or form. And I'm a little bit out of the loop from when I was living in Australia. So Rakesh, I spent my childhood in Australia, and so cricket was very prominent there. I've spent some time in the UK. My wife is English, and so cricket was when I was in the UK. Cricket was sort of also sort of always in the background. But over here now in France, it's sort of faded. So I actually need to reactivate this. Ritesh did that a little bit. When is the IPL season?
It has been already started, and it is going on now.
It's actually ongoing. Okay, so
Yeah.
that's one. The second question is, are there any test series between India and any other countries that underway? Are you playing? Is
I
India
mean,
playing
like
in that?
as of now, the cricketers are packed with the IPL. It will end by the month of like May ending or the June first week. So
Okay.
after that, we'll be having the series. As of now, nothing is planned or nothing is announced.
Nothing is announced. Okay. Yes.
IPL has become a very big money-making machine, and all the players, even they are not focusing on the test cricket or one day cricket, they are more focusing on the IPL season because that is giving a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
And if you look at the players, IPL has become a format where people can perform and they can be selected on the national team
Level.
level. Yeah.
Yeah.
So because of that, most of the people they are more focusing on their preparing themselves for IPL than the playing with the
The
other
national
countries.
team, the
Yeah.
national team in other countries. Wow. Okay.
So IPL has become a, like a platform. I mean, like some of the locals from their respective states and who are unable to, I mean, like get selected in the from their state level or the national. So they are not getting the chances, but they have made that IPL like a platform so that they can perform well in the IPL and they can, I mean, like they can be gated highlighted to the selectors so that we can give these players a chance so that we can see. So by the way of the player they are playing in the IPL, they'll be looking for the T20 or I mean like the one day matches or the test series. If they perform well in the T20 and one day, then they'll be looking out for the test series. And I mean like some of the like under 19 cricketers also have come to the IPL, like for example Virat Kohli. So many members like that came to the IPL and they have got shine, and we are looking more members to come like that. And some of the local talenters like for example Natarajan, Sandeep, like that. So many Indian players came from the IPL. Still they are trying to make a way for the national level, I mean like the national team. But we have some, I mean like more contenders. I mean like I'm saying like our bench strength of the India is becoming very good, and it is like becoming like the platform. And not only the seniority level, so that the upcoming generations is also good and they are ready to perform well in the national level. So like that, it is not only the money making also. We are picking the talent from them and we are showcasing from the, I mean like the to replicate the national levels.
I,
Yeah.
and I think it's also attracting a lot of other players from outside of India, isn't it? That
Yeah.
that players from the UK and Australia and South Africa are also being drawn into this environment, because it is, what is the success? Is it because it has actually reduced the time spent in the playing the game? I mean, a test match. It was like 3 days. I mean, list in my childhood, there was nothing more that re than relaxing than having a sort of the New South Wales cricket team play against the South Australian cricket team, and there would be some very slow commentary, and he's running to the crease and he's throwing the ball, and it's a little wide, and it's gone for a six. So this was sort of like
Yeah,
a
the pitch will
fantastic.
be high, you know, and
Yeah,
to listen
but
or to see it will be very
exactly.
good.
But the
Yeah.
IPL seems to be a more compressed and more energetic version.
Yeah.
Is that why it's become so successful? It's almost like American baseball, but slightly more Indian, perhaps. I don't
It's
know.
like I will tell you simple logic. I mean like maybe I mean like I'm not dividing here, but I'm telling my opinion. See, for example, your generation or our generation or upcoming generation. So used to take like, for example, alcohol. Used to take slowly and steadily so that you will be knowing that kick or the that center aroma, anything. So that you will be getting the kick slow and steadily. So but when compared to your generation, like our generation presently, we don't want to drink alcohol and to get the slow and steady level of kick. No. We are like, I mean, like, we means maximum people, I'm telling. So we are like, I don't want slow and steady. I want like instant. So, like for example, drugs like hookah. I'm telling the kick level. So, for example, if I'm taking the test series, so 3 days we have to wait and we have to see for the result. So, for example, if the both teams are performing same equal, then it will be a draw. So, I mean, like it will be no result without watch. I mean, like for watching 3 days, but no result. So, it is like no output, right? So, but IPL, when coming to in within 4 hours or 3 hours, we'll be seeing the match, we'll be performing, the both teams will be performing. On the same day only, we'll be knowing whether which team is winning or losing. And in that, again, we'll be supporting one or other team. So, it will be like instant kick like that. So, I mean, like that, how the craze for the test series and the IPL and the one day also becoming less and less. And also, like in this generation, more than the bowlers, we are attracting, I mean, like we are getting attracted or we are getting love for the more the batsman, not the bowler these many days. Sorry, but this is the open fact. So more, I mean, like if you ask any person, they'll be saying, most of the member will be saying, I like this batsman or this player. Moreover the less, ultimately he'll be turning into the batsman. I mean, like his portfolio. So less, very less members who are interested in the bowling will be saying like, okay, I'll be lying this Kapil Dev, Muthiah Muralidharan like that. So most of the members will be saying the batsman. I mean, like I'm telling this much, they have given the impact.
Yeah, and I have a different perspective here. So IPL created a regional pride. If you see that teams are locally and local based, the city based, and it creates a pride, certain area. The people they will start supporting to their team, and why it became so successful that in India people are free, they don't have work, and because of that they want entertainment, free entertainment, cheap entertainment. They don't have to pay a lot of money, and because of that it became a success. And the team that is driving the money generating in the name of viewership. And they are not generating any money when people log in and watch cricket. They are generating money based on the advertisement they are doing and TV, how many people are engaged. And if you see that rights, media rights, the IPL media rights, the lot huge amount of money is given and a lot of people are sponsoring the things. And the second part is that commentary. Previously, the commentary was in Hindi and English when even the one day or test cricket used to happen. Now, if you see that the media rights, the channel they have bought that media rights for IPL, they are giving the commentary in every Indian languages. I mean, we have 22 Indian languages officially. And I am from in Bihar, and where the we have a local language called Bhojpuri. It is not widely spoken, but we have lot population is quite good, and because of that, they are providing commentary in the local languages. Even the people who don't understand English or Hindi, they can go and log in and talk to. And if you look at the commentary level of the Indian IPL matches, it has lower their bar. They talk in a way they are not explaining the cricket, that ball length and the action. They are what you call entertaining people. So cricket, in the sense of commentary, has become an entertainment. Most of the retired Indian cricketers, they are they have become a kind of entertainers. And one is famous Sidhu. He is he used to be a talk show comedian, not comedian. In India, what happens that in talk show, someone is making fun and there are five judges, they are laughing uncontrollably.
I mean,
And
like
he
his
used
name is like Navjot Singh.
to
Navjot
Sidhu.
Singh. He's a batsman. Now he has become one for one of the comedy shows. He's like he'll be coming like a judge. That's what Ritesh wanted to tell.
And that guy is doing commentary. If you look at his and listen his commentary, it's not about the cricket. It's about jokes. It's about making fun of cricketers and adding local flavors in the commentary. most of the people they don't like, but they don't have choice, they have to listen that one.
This is a really significant and interesting development. I can just see the ancient gods of cricket in Lords in London sort of rolling in their graves. But Rakesh, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, what our generation did back in the 60s and the 70s doesn't resonate with your generation, and you take ownership of this game and adapt it to your own liking and values, and there's actually nothing wrong with it, as long as the nature of the sport and the competitiveness and the what sport represents is upheld. How it's packaged is maybe of no concern, and if you make it into something more entertaining, like you have a show, more showman effect of it, then that's the development. The question that I have in all of this is, there's two questions actually. The first question is, does this money making machine, as you mentioned and described, is there an economic benefit for the ordinary Indian on the street, other than that he gets free, cheap entertainment? Does this wealth that is being generated stay within the media, the players, and the advertisers, or is there some sort of trickle down effect to ordinary Indians? Rakesh.
Okay, so I mean like apart from leaving the money making machine, starting we have talked about the I mean like picking up the local talented guys, and like that is a one positive. And one more positive, like we are getting the ground level. See, for example, whichever the stadium, they'll be getting the money to getting hosted that one, and also like the staff, the stalls, everything, the ground level. So they'll be getting benefited. And also like some of the daily labors like that, they'll be getting benefited to the to clean the ground or to pick the dust like that. I mean like the wastages like that. That is one usage is there for the common people. And the other factor is like I mean like I will not say like it is like a cheap entertainment, but the correction or the one recommendation or the suggestion maybe I'll be telling. I mean like in our India, we majorly take or we inherited like that. The first thing is like the films, whatever may be the film or whichever the stream or the language, without bias, if it is good content, we'll be supporting it. So that's why we'll be praising the heroes like our gods in our side. And also the second comes, we like the cricket. Then I mean like the if we are performing well and we'll be getting, then the cricketers will be treating them like the gods. For example, the 2011 World Cup, Dhoni. So we have treated him like a god before. Before Dhoni, only we have one World Cup with the Kapil Dev. And also, like I want to add one more thing. I mean, like previously, we don't have that much recognition or that much addictive to the cricket before the 1983 World Cup. To be frankly speaking, that time we don't have the broadcasters also, so that the Indians can be seeing the match. And after the World Cup of the 1983, then only the people of the India started showing interest, and they have owned to themselves that okay, this is the cricket, and we have to see and we have to encourage them like that. And also, for example, on the other part, if you take for example hockey, it will be not that much encouraged or showing interest. Why? Because our side, I mean like the our political or the sports sector is not showcasing or not broadcasting that much the hockey, so that the people will be aware of the hockey, and they'll be getting know more the more about the rules or the flavor, the authenticity of the game. So like that there is a gap. And again, coming back to the positive news of the money making machine, like as I said, like the three factors apart from that. And also like see, for example, not only the big companies like Nissan or the car branding factory like that, not only them, but also some of the local business companies. So they are working on the digital marketing sector also, so that we can get a job from the digital marketing as well. It may be the YouTube recommendation, the social media or the Twitter, anything. So we are making money like that also. So I mean, like on a whole, I'm not telling that it is entirely benefited to the normal people or the normal audience. But yes, I'll agree that 30 or 40% is benefited to the normal people apart from watching the cricket for entertainment. Yeah.
Okay, Ritesh, my second, and then we need to sort of wrap this up. So the impression that I get is that the IPL season platform, whatever you want to call it, has changed the face of cricket, and it has the power to continue influencing the way this game will be played on an international level. Yes, there will probably be still test matches between various countries. There will be friendlies. There will be the whatever the whole platform is. And the last World Cup series was actually in the United States, if I remember correctly, which India won. To put this into sort of the big national picture of India, is there a link between the rise of India, the prominence of India, and the development of IPL? Do you see a link there? Can you connect those dots, or am I seeing something that isn't there?
Yeah, so I feel the IPL is impacting the cricket as a whole game because some of the in IPL we are doing a lot of matches, right? We are playing a lot of matches, and in that process we are having we have increased that competitiveness of players, okay? And they have to, it's like it's a sprint. You have to run, okay? And you are not doing a marathon, you are doing a sprint. And in that sense, the games, if you see a lot of rules that IPL is in influencing to make a decision. And IPL has shows that IPL has proven that the game can be more competitive and more people can be involved in this game. So if you look at the most of the country, like the other than the cricket, the games were famous, volleyball or if you can call soccer or football, because the duration was less. And people, if you look at the, if you want to go America and want to play one day cricket or 5 days test match, it will not be good for them because they have a limited number of time, they have a limited number of hours left for them to spend on their pleasures or something apart from work. And this format can bring those country in that format in the cricket game. And in that sense, I can say that IPL is enforcing their rules. If you should see that decision making umpires, so we have a third umpire right now, and they check, they can influence the decision of the umpire. They are the final caller of the if you are taking a DRS and all, and it was not like that, and they are changing the balls and the lanes and everything. So I think that as a whole game as a whole, cricket as a game, it has been influenced by IPL a lot, and a lot of the countries I see that they are hosting such kind of events in their own country because it is creating a lot of revenues and giving local talents. So now in India, if you see that government is not providing any subsidies or helping create a field or the stadiums, this money is making, and that is letting to create this game. Government is not enforcing people to go and play cricket because a lot of people who are playing from the beginning, their parents, they have their own aspiration to become a cricketer. In other games like volleyball or kabaddi or the hockey, Indian government is pushing. They have a ministry that helping the players, giving the subsidies, making a tracks to play that games. For the cricket, there is no such thing. People have their private academy and people are going and paying lakhs of rupees to become a cricketer. And Rakesh told that 30 and 40% of money which is earned in IPL is maybe will be used for the low people. I don't think so. 10%, all the games are owned by all the teams are owned by certain people. And you can say that players, they earn money. If you see that in the games, people who are earning money is very less, 1,000 rupees, 1,500 per day. I remember that when IPL was happening in Bangalore, some of my college friends, they went to volunteer. They got some money to become a volunteer in the game, helping the people, assisting the people. One thing I see that infrastructure development, all the states, they want to have their stadium so that IPL match can be hosted and local people can be given. But 10 to 15%, 30% is too much to say that the IPL money is going to people. And government is not making money also on that because for the games, we don't take tax. So IPL franchisee or IPL BCCI, who is hosting the match, they are not giving tax to the government. Because it's taxpayer, you are not taking money from them.
Wow, that's that may change. Yeah, that might change at some point. Okay. Ritesh, Rakesh, you have just proven a cliche. You cannot talk to anybody in India without touching the subject of cricket. But thank you for taking it into a different direction, sort of lifting the curtain a little bit to what happens behind the scenes. That's hugely interesting. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the first brilliant conversation. I look forward to meeting you again next week, same time, same place. And then we'll continue our discussions. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And it is a nice meeting with you, Frank. Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day, Frank.
Thank you.
You too.